This is the Wildernut Podcast for Monday, October 16th, 2017, episode 43. Dun, 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 dun. No, that's just my cue. Since we are, for the first time ever...
Second time ever.
Wait, what was the first...
The first episode was like this.
Well, we were in the same...
We were in the same building.
Building. It's not the same, though.
Similar, okay.
Well, I'm Shane.
I'm Eric.
Hey, Eric.
We're live.
What's going on?
Well, this is interesting. We're going to be talking to computers and faces and all sorts of different distractions. So we're sitting together here in my basement recording the Wildernut Live.
Yeah. This was a fun idea.
Yeah. Glad it's working out.
Glad you brought it up.
Yeah, heck yeah.
As a possibility. Because, yeah, it's been different. Far too long.
Yeah, we were going to record last week and... I don't know, we're just busy. Things are busy. So, but we try to do these on Monday, and we've been pretty good about it, I think. So people are watching us on Instagram and on Facebook, and you can tell us otherwise if you hate it, love it, whatever. And if you are watching, you should go give us a rating.
Scott says there's no sound on Facebook.
Oh, crap. how do I fix it? I'll fix that in a minute.
Constant problems with recording.
I got it, I got it. Yeah, I'm having issues with all that.
So, hey, I am, while we're here, we do this on Techies, but I'm going to say, I am drinking a Samuel Adams Black Lager from the Samuel Adams Beer Company. Wait, I'm sorry, the Boston Beer Company. That's what it's actually referred to as, apparently.
All right, I don't know. Scott, can you hear me now?
Mark, 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 mark. Crisp and dark hints with hints of cocoa. It's not bad. Eric, what are you drinking over
here? I had the same thing.
Oh, you're done with that.
I've promoted myself to a Bush Latte.
Is that still from the batch I brought over, or did that get
maybe
used up?
I thought you brought over 12 packs, so I don't know what that actually is.
I got rid of it. I mean, I put them all in the fridge, I think.
Yeah, there's probably some in there. I think I got some non-orange ones too from summertime.
So what have you?
Wait, can Scott hear us now? Where did he tell you that?
Where did he tell me? He's right there.
Oh, hey Scott, can you hear us on Facebook? Still no sound.
Still no sound.
Bullshit.
Well, at least we got sound in one place, I think. Hopefully the place that matters, which is, you know, where it's actually recording. Looks like it's still recording there, so we're good there.
That's great. Well, that sucks that you can't hear us on Facebook. I might just end this then, because it's, I don't know what's wrong with this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Hello, computer? Hello?
This is something that I could be editing out, since I'm going to have to go back and do this again later anyway, but...
All right, that one's done.
It's more fun this way.
We're leaving the Facebook. We'll just stay on Instagram.
Eric, how was your weekend?
Weekend was... I tell you, being a dad is interesting, because come the weekend, I'm like, yeah, I get to sleep in, but then it doesn't actually happen. So, but I think because I think I can sleep in, or I feel like I might have the chance to, the weekend feels a lot longer.
I don't know what you're talking about, Eric. You've never
slept in?
You've never slept in as long as I've known you, I think.
So Logan has been on a feeding schedule of every hour and a half through the night. Now, granted, Holly takes the brunt of that because she has to physically feed her and stay up with her for the whole process. But I wake up almost every time and I'll, like, you know, burp her, or so Holly can go to the bathroom, or I'll take the dog out, or I'll do some things, or maybe I'll rock Logan back to sleep. So that's how my weekend was. It was Packers lost, Aaron Rodgers got injured.
Yeah, that is some rough business right there.
Mm-hmm. I got some projects done, but you did a big thing.
I did a big thing.
I didn't even know you were doing that big thing.
Well, we actually talked about it on this show, so how I may or may not be doing it.
Yeah, but that was it. It was not decided at that point.
But
so
you,
it's still
you
ambiguous.
Know me. It's, you know, yeah. I'm a yes maybe kind of guy.
So how long? So Shane, just break the news to the topic thing.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, should I hit the button that's non-existent right
now? That's right.
And
activity of the week. The activity of the week.
We should keep that in. That's better. Well, today we're talking about marathon running, and that is something I finally got to do yesterday, which is weird to say.
Yeah,
early yesterday, mind you, it was 6:30 a.m. start, which is probably the earliest I've got up in quite some time.
So that means you had to be there at what time?
Well, in my case, 6:30.
I mean, like, sorry. What time do you have to wake up to get there at that time?
I got up around 5, maybe a little after.
I was already up then.
I had showered the night before, you know, logically didn't really feel like I had to do that in the morning. Even though normally I feel like I do have to do that to wake myself up, but went ahead and forewent the shower that day, that morning, until later, obviously. But, and I needed it at that point.
That's pretty funny.
But getting ahead of myself here, marathon, a full marathon, is something I've always wanted to do, really. And I've done 2 half marathons prior to this, and those went pretty well. I guess I'd done that distance prior to that just on my own, and since then a few other times. And a friend of mine was talking about how she was doing a marathon, training for a marathon in Minneapolis, and I thought, oh, man, this is something I've always wanted to do. Why not? And then I ran a couple of times with her, and then once or maybe twice. When I say, I mean
so a total of 3 times?
3 or 4 longer runs, right? Because there was a 14, a 17, and a 19 at the very least. The 19 I did on my own. And then I run during the week normally anyway, either outside or on the treadmill. I prefer outside, at least during the warmer
Me too.
Months, but I did so quite a bit of running. It wasn't as much training as I'm sure I should, that some experts would tell you should
do. So there's a guy, two guys at work ran it, and the one that I talked to had mentioned that he had been training for like the last 3 or 4 months at least, and he was really working up. So like 2 weeks ago, he said he just had done 20 miles. And he hurt his foot, and so then he wasn't sure if he could. But I think, as far as I'm aware, he did participate. He was off today, and I'm wondering if that's.
Oh,
I think
I'm
he was
sure.
off to recover. But here you are. I don't think you don't seem sore yet.
Well,
you're drinking a brew, and you're standing upright. I wouldn't be doing that.
Same thing happened to my friend. I think she ended up needing to take the next day off, and I can completely see why. But yeah, I think. To be honest, I don't know how I was able to even go to work today, but but it was fine. Like, yeah, considering that I jumped from 19 to 26.2 miles, that was a
big leap.
Quite a leap, but still made it. So this was the PNC Milwaukee Marathon. Not to be confused, I guess it's either. I thought maybe there was just a regular Milwaukee Marathon, but then I heard someone told me yesterday it was maybe called the Lakefront Marathon.
Interesting.
And that was 2 weeks ago, I believe. It was October 1st for that one. And for a second, I thought I missed out, but thankfully they had this second one also. And so,
did you run past Lakefront Brewery?
Yes.
You didn't just stop there?
I did not stop there. No, I wouldn't.
And I'm out.
That would have been. Out. That would have been it.
To conclude that way, I wouldn't have judged you at all.
Fairly early on, though, that we went past there, but. So in this particular race, it's actually comprised of 5 races, which is probably the most I've really even heard of in a single group of races, I guess you might say, single event. And that included a mile, a 5K, a 10K,
that
half marathon, and a full marathon.
Wonder how they segmented all those people out.
Yeah, so this event spans October 14th through the 15th. And I know one of the things, I want to say maybe they did the mile one on the 14th that Saturday, but they also had a pre-whatever party they called it, which was also the place where you get to pick up your packet. And they make you do the packet pickup the day before. And I've heard of this
packet
before. I've heard of this kind
say
of thing
again.
The last half marathon, packet pickup.
Packet pickup.
Truck bed 10. Packet pickup.
We got to find one of these on every episode.
Yeah.
Packet pickup.
So, yeah, the last half marathon I did was like that down at Kenosha where they made it, which was terrible. It was like I had to get down there right after work, rush down to Kenosha and pick up the thing the day before. Otherwise, I think I saw somebody had to maybe pay $25 or something if you wanted. And as it was, I was already a late entry because I found out that I didn't find this out until after. Well, first off, I paid a little more, but then second of all, which was actually $130, which is not honestly very cheap to go, you know, kill yourself off of 26 miles of running, but Yeah. So, and then on top of that, you could have paid $75 to be a do a VIP thing.
To be a VIP?
Yeah, apparently.
That's better.
There you go. I don't think anyone's watching right now, but sure.
They're coming and going.
So it was, yeah, they did the packet pickup, and then I went, it was actually kind of nice. It was.
Holy shit. You got to stop saying packet pickup.
So the packet pickup. They had a bunch of different, you know, booths and stuff in there, and ended up talking to some people, and it was pretty good.
I would say, since I wasn't participating in this, but I was pleasantly shocked and or surprised with just how many people did participate in this event, and I didn't realize it until social media, of course, go on my Facebook and look at the feed. And it's like every other post is someone I know or whatever that was participating in this. And there was a lot of people doing the various things, like a buddy's wife that we both know. She did the half marathon. Some people from work did the 5K. A couple other people did the full. And then outside of that, there's just all sorts of people that I didn't even realize were in this thing that were posting their pictures at the end. And I was like, and you were one of them. Like, wait, what, Shane did a marathon? And then Holly's like, well, he's kind of like Forrest Gump. Did he even prep for this? I'm like, I don't think he did.
And but
classic
I
Shane.
Just not as much as others.
Yeah. But I think you run enough that, I don't know.
Wasn't a complete full regimen. You know.
Yeah, just because you run doesn't mean you just do an effing marathon. Unless you're Shane Maddox, of course.
Yeah, you know. It's... And again, and I was just talking about it, there's people out there who do Ironman.
So what is the Ironman?
I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I believe it's a 2 mile swim followed by a
2 miles.
I don't know if the swim is
that, how's that compared to a triathlon?
It's either the swim or the bike ride first. The bike ride's like 100 some odd miles, and then you do a full marathon.
100 miles on the bike?
You do a full marathon at the end.
Oh.
So.
Well, that means I bet you.
And I can attest to not being able to do one of those.
I think there's a guy, I'm pulling it up on the computer screen right now, goes by the name Cameron Haynes. I think my dog's snoring.
Yeah, he is. Interesting. Cameron Haynes, heir to the Haynes dynasty. Just kidding, I have no idea.
I think he's one of those people that did... He's one of those guys that does like the 200-mile runs or what, I don't even know... What that's called? That's not an Ironman. That's different. That's something else, right? That's like,
yeah. Oh, well, 200. Because I've heard of they call them like, what are they, ultra marathons or something, or double marathons? Well, obviously that's much more than that. But
is this foot endurance run 200 miler?
Oh, God.
So what is 200? So if a marathon's 26 miles, this psycho ran 200 miles.
Yep.
Alrighty.
I cannot claim that fame.
Oh, it tells you his time here. Cameron Haynes. Results. Eighth place. So he wasn't even one of the top finishers. Eighth place.
I mean, he still was one of the top.
78 hours.
Oh.
Right? I'm sorry. I'm not great at math. 78 hours is how many days?
You do stop. Yeah, I'm sure.
I think.
At some point. Frankly, I'm surprised I didn't. Let alone
Mount St. Helens.
Wow.
Bigfoot endurance run. So there's something to work up to,
yeah.
Mr. Forrest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. But so the day of, and so the marathon, the full marathon, was yesterday. So the October 15th. And I got up.
That was my anniversary for my wedding.
That's right. Congratulations.
Yeah, neat, hey?
I saw that. Yeah. Good on you. Sorry, I was distracted.
Yeah,
by
me.
Me not even being close to Mary. No, I'm kidding.
I just went to a dark place. I'm back.
So I got up. I did get up on time, or so I thought. And there's a few things I was trying to get ready because this is apparently kind of a no-no to get new like clothes you haven't run in or whatever. And I didn't
really
get new shoes. I knew like that would be a terrible thing to try to do.
Because like blisters.
Wasn't going to get new shoes, but I did get, because it was kind of the weather was going to be questionable. I thought it looked like it might rain.
Yeah, it wasn't great the morning of, right?
Thankfully, it didn't. Like, we actually lucked out with the rain, without rain. I mean, it was a little windy at parts, but not nothing too crazy, and actually it kind of helped dry the sweat a bit at points. But so some of it was just base layer type stuff, you know, long but thin stuff at the same time. So I had
wicked away that, all the sweat, yep.
And then my kind of, I don't know what they are, they're not, they're kind of like wind pants, but they're breathable, whatever you call those.
I don't know, I used, like the Adidas ones, right? Like the, I don't know what that is. Right. People, you know what we're talking about, right?
Right. Sure they do.
No one's here anymore.
All right, well, we can end this now. No. but
come
that
back.
And the shirt I had was a race shirt, but it was, I didn't realize till I opened it that it was actually a long sleeve also. I should kind of put that together, but it was similar material, breathable, sort of, yet sort of smooth fabric.
Yeah, not cotton.
Right.
Cotton kills. Learned that from my dad.
Yeah? Cotton, what does it kill?
That's actually all he says. Cotton kills. People can die in cotton. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Hypothermia.
Well, and yeah, so along with that, as long as we're talking about the clothing, the attire, one of the things, there's a couple of things. First of all, and I want to say I heard this by maybe, this might have been your father-in-law. I don't know who exactly, but I did try to get something.
Oh, the chafage?
Something to go under.
The Glide deodorant stuff?
I didn't do that.
Or the just the long pants? Like the long short, what are those called, running shorts?
Well, these, I actually got like a smoother pair of boxer briefs, to be honest, but that did seem to help.
Dude, I've had chafage when I did the Madison Crazy Legs run, the 10K. And by the end, I was like, I wanted to just stop because if my legs touch each other one more time, I was going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing.
It is. And I did not want, that is one of the things, because I had that bad after a number of different runs that were nowhere near that. So I tried a combination. I tried that. I tried the Vaseline. I tried, I just wanted to make sure everything. I even put baby powder on it, and maybe that made things worse. I don't know, but all this, I'm like, this is not happening. Thankfully, it did not happen.
That's good.
Any chafage.
That's good.
And it seemed okay, and with it being new clothing and everything, it didn't seem too bad. But again, it was light. It wasn't something that was going to maybe drastically, like running shoes. The shoes you wear, huge, would have made a huge difference, I'm sure. And the other thing I've had, not to go to this place, but these nipple protectors.
Yeah, well, no, I've had that.
Have you had that?
Yeah, well, in the Marines, actually, oddly enough, I remember running, and like by the end, my nipples like burn or hurt or whatever, and I char. I'm like, gee, what the heck? You know, terrible feeling.
So they're called Nip Ease.
Nice.
There's different ones out there. I think there's ones called like Nip Guards or something like that. But they held up. They stayed on. Let me tell you, I tried the Band-Aids, and those wouldn't stay on for crap. And I feel bad about it because, you know me, I don't like the litter.
So now then you're like not concentrating on the run because you're worried about the Band-Aid.
Well, they did. I somehow lost them when I did the Band-Aid. Yeah. Or when I did the, because my shirt wasn't tucked in or whatever. But these stayed on, though, the whole time. And yeah, it's the second time I used them. They work great.
Yeah. It works great.
So that's the equipment. And the shoes, if you're wondering, I have some Nike running shoes. 2016 model, I believe. Model, I guess you call it that.
Style. I got some fancy running shoes that are probably old now, but they're so, I think, expensive that I haven't.
Prior to that, I had some Reeboks that they look similar, but.
In fact, you just hold the port down for a second here.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm not really sure which ones I prefer, honestly, because the Reeboks I had, I thought they were really good at first, but then with these Nikes, when I switched over to them, happened to both of my ankles at one point or another really hurt at one point after, to the point where I thought I had broken something, but
Brooks.
Thankfully, my ankles seem to have healed since then without seeking medical attention, which is probably not advisable. Go see your doctor if that happens to you. But
how do you know when a shoe is end of life?
It dies.
You know, I don't know. So I got some. These are the running shoes that I have.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, oh my! I these were in a ridiculous price. I don't even remember what they were, but I went to a running shoe store and I ran on a track first, and then I ran on this treadmill with a camera, and it showed my stride and the way my foot was hitting.
Oh, was it the performance shoe place?
Yeah, I think so. So this brand is Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I tried on Adidas and a couple. I tried on a bunch, and these were like the best ones, I think. And sadly, this is the only color they have. So of course, I got these ridiculously red running shoes. I don't know if YouTube
you
can see that.
You want to
smell? No, I'm just making sure that the camera can see it too. Whatever.
It's yeah, live. I guess they don't have the thing.
But I don't, there's a lot of options out there, and I think it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I was saying, I thought I'd broke my ankles after I got these Nikes. But thankfully I did not, and it just seemed to take a couple days to heal up, a few days, maybe a week. But I did it to both ankles. Hasn't happened in a long time now, thankfully. I guess I got used to these shoes, but that's maybe part of the reason to not get a new pair
right,
of shoes,
you break
especially
them in.
Before a marathon.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for the equipment I had, other than socks. I should say, yeah, I just had a standard pair of my socks. But then I do wonder if that would have helped if I had, like, smoother, like, with blisters. Although, I'm kind of surprised I don't have more blisters, you know, after all that, to be honest. But I'm just going to bring up the, what you call it here, the Hangouts.
Let's
make sure we're all on here.
We're tracking?
Still tracking.
That's great.
Yeah, so let's see. I should say that. I'm going to say it one more time, Eric.
That's that.
Pack a pickup. That was at
the pack a pickup.
Harley Davidson Museum.
Pack a pickup line. Get your packets. Pick them up here.
Out in Milwaukee. If you didn't, based on the name of the Milwaukee Marathon, if you hadn't figured that out yet, well, yes. I can't help you, but.
No one can.
That happens to also be where the race both started and ended.
Okay.
And I think
this was a loop.
It was a loop. It was a big old loop.
That's great.
It was, yeah. And then, yeah, I think everyone, it had to be the ending for everyone, as far as I could tell. Who's the end?
The end is near. So are you saying, when you say everyone, you mean the people that were doing the 1 mile, the 5K, the 10K, full half, all that? Everyone
really
ended at the same place?
I can't really speak to the 1 mile, but yeah, there were definitely breakoff points for certain. I think I only maybe really noticed the half marathon point where they turned, and that was, it felt like it was early on, right?
Yeah you're like, oh, 13 miles, I wish I was going that way.
Yeah.
That would be defeating to see. Can you just make a judgment call right in the middle of the race? I'm not going to do the full marathon.
Oh, right. So the part I missed, though, was how I got up and got everything ready, finally pretty much ready to go, and then couldn't find my keys.
<It's> Did you yell at everybody?
I was...
Where are my keys?
I was yelling...
Where are they?
At everybody. I was...
Tell me!
I live alone, but...
So you're just like... It's nobody's fault but my own.
Like,
sure,
the neighbors
like
could
the
hear.
The Led Zeppelin song.
Not exactly the best time to be yelling in the morning, but, you know.
Son of a... Who's that cartoon character? You have somebody, Sam, that does that? Fracture.
Well,
that's Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Yosemite Sam. You're like, oh, darn it. I don't know what else he says, to be honest.
Uh-oh. Took a jam.
Yeah, so couldn't find my keys, and then I was ready. I spent, at this point, I already wasted enough time because I had a bowl of oatmeal with. What are you laughing about?
So glad I'm out of bowl. My keys were in the oatmeal.
Much better than the laxative that I took the first half marathon. This was
oatmeal and laxative in the same sentence, folks.
Did not do anything with laxatives. Don't ever do anything with laxatives.
Think of what that sounds like. Just oatmeal splatting.
It sounds counterintuitive. It was the night before, and it was in an effort to not have that happen.
The toilet's like, that's the night before Christmas.
Shit. This time, just did the bowl of oatmeal. I thought it was good. I had walnuts, cranberries, and blueberries in there.
You're energized.
Yeah.
That's all you had. And then you ran 26 point how many miles?
Right. And I ate well the night before and everything and making sure to have enough energy and everything.
Did you stay away from acidic foods to avoid like heartburn and puking?
Yeah, I think mostly. Mm-hmm. I did. And I didn't want any spicy foods for...
Yeah.
Well, mostly so I didn't need to use the restroom, honestly.
Well,
same with coffee. As much as I love coffee, I did not.
Good. I thought you were going to say cats. I think you were going to say caffeine, but you switched to coffee. But it sounded like you were going to say cats. Same thing with cats.
Stay away from cats.
I stayed away from those things.
So at any rate, I was ready to just go, and I was ready to just go
leave the house.
Yeah, we're past the laxative thing.
Yeah, okay.
That's not peeing.
well, if you have enough laxative, it seems like a good.
Yeah.
Peeing from my butt.
Okay. Settle down over there. So what did I do? I went, I was ready to just leave and go with my extra pair of, my extra car key.
Yeah.
And like, I just have to call somebody and have them lock my door or something. And thankfully I ran back in one last time and ended up finding them.
So where were they?
I was able to get, they were at a pile of my stuffed animals that...
What? You have stuffed animals?
You see them on the podcast if you look behind.
What?
Well, not right now.
I guess I'll have to look. How many stuffed animals do you have? Do you have more than our daughter?
Well, they're just fun characters. What? I'm not a big collector.
No, no, they were in a pile of my stuffed animals. I think one of them came to life and was going to leave. Get me out of here!
I dropped it the day prior and... At any rate, I ended up getting down there just before it started, and thankfully I was ready to just find parking, but I said, I gotta talk to this lady, and thankfully she was like, yeah, just park across the street. I was like, oh, sweet. So it happened to be a lot there. Then I ran to the starting line. It's the second time I've done that, except the first time was trying to run to get to the Port-a-Johns, and...
Oh, boy.
I should say that the last half marathon I did, and then... There was lines in front of the Port-a-John, so I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just not doing this. But that was still a much more pleasant experience than the first one. I got there just in time. I didn't have time to stretch, right? I might have been able to get in a couple stretches because they started, a little bit late, which is fine. And I was off, and we started going. And I'm doing this by myself, I don't really know anyone. Talk to one person at the beginning, and then
no, it's like, okay, I'm gonna do my thing now.
Well, right, because you're like, well, there's some people along the way you run in, and you're like, okay, I'm kind of keeping the same pace of this person. I keep seeing them, and then eventually paces change.
That guy died.
Oh my god! I'm just kidding. Thankfully, I don't think that happened. I mean, there were ambulances and stuff around, but I didn't hear of any deaths. I hope no one did.
Heat stroke,
but. Yeah, so...
What's that? Is that something happening?
No, it's just text.
Oh, I thought it was people chatting us up.
No, sorry.
Hey, Insta. Thanks for the love.
Hey, Insta. Is it Scott again?
I'm not sure. Comment Scott. If you like us.
Yeah. So the race starts. We start going down the lakefront. Mm-hmm. What?
I said comment if you like us, and then there's no comment. So they don't like us.
So started going down the lakefront, heading north. If I didn't make it clear already, it started over by the Harley Museum, near right around that vicinity.
That fancy bridge?
Yep. Kind of right around there.
It's called the Holm Bridge?
No.
Oh, what's it called?
See, everybody confused. Somebody just said that last night.
It's called the Art Bridge?
I actually don't know what it's called, but...
What's the bridge called in Milwaukee, the fancy one?
The Holm Bridge. Actually, I get bridges mixed up, too, but... It's the white one.
Sometimes I get them confused with tunnels. It's so weird what happens.
I think other people probably confuse the Calatrava with this bridge because it's...
Yeah, I think that's why I said the Art Bridge.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I think it's that one anyway. So, started going north up along the lakefront, quite a ways up. And then, as far as I'm aware, we curve around, came down... And I believe this is the River West area, but I could be totally wrong on that. Now, all I want to...
Well, River West area is... Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know either.
Let's just say... So I only make that connection because of Lakefront Brewery having River West Stein.
Yes.
And I don't know if that means they are actually in River West or not. But we did go past Lakefront Brewery.
That's a good point.
So
yeah, and River West Stein is such a great beer.
I just shouldn't say anything about River West. Let's just say...
If Holly's listening, she's drooling.
River West is probably actually nowhere near there.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I've been there, and I'm just not putting it together.
I just like the beer.
Mm-hmm. It's quite good. Speaking of beer. Not from Lakefront.
Do you want another beer? There is a fridge.
No, is there? Well, you can. Yeah, this one's still going, but you can give me one, sure.
I'll give you a real beer.
As long as we're here at the bar, why not? Oh, we're doing the Bush Latte. Nice. So, again, it's a beautiful area there, though, when you go through Lakefront Brewery, and they got right along the river, you know, we went across the bridge that's right by Lakefront. And then they got kind of those interesting, they look like they're unfinished bridges, but they're really, it's like a...
it's not a tunnel, but not a bridge.
It's like an art piece.
It's not an art bridge. It's all of it combined.
Thank you.
Just when you think it couldn't get more confusing, folks, we have bridges that aren't finished.
Well, you've been there, right?
They have on both sides. What the heck are you talking about?
On both sides, they have some kind of an... I don't know what else to call it. It's not a monument. It's like a... Maybe it is a monument. It's like a lookout. Maybe that's what it is. You know, where you just look out.
You think I can make it? Think I can jump?
No. Don't do that.
Bet you $10 you can't.
Don't do that. So then we start going through this Washington Park area, which was really, it was a nice change. It was overall just really beautiful run. Like the scenery
was
awesome.
So where does the Seven Bridges come into play? Is that near any of this?
I think they, now that you mention it, I believe that was a
Speaking of bridges.
Maybe it was in this park. I don't actually know if that's where the Seven Bridges were, but offhand.
I mean, they're not all in one place.
Oh, is it not?
Is it not? No, it's like a trail that you encounter seven bridges. You just don't go there like, look at all the bridges. There's seven of them.
So it's maybe been around this area.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but Washington Park, it was really cool. Oh, and I should shout out to my friends who did come down there.
Yeah, if I'd have known, I would have attempted, but...
No, I'm not saying anything like that.
Well, I would have been
anyway. I'm just saying, so the friend that ran the other marathon, she came down there with her boyfriend, who knew first. So they both came down, and I was surprised. First, and I got a message. Nice. I got a message from them early on, from her, say as I'm on, because I got my watch on me, so I get,
oh, that's
like,
neat.
We're at such and such road.
Great for technology.
Wildernet. So I knew roughly where to find them. Then they were, and I was like, yeah.
Did you shout out, I'm wildernetting?
Yeah, no.
I'm rediscovering nature in a digital age.
Well, I can't do any sort of video or anything with this, but I saw them there, and then that was cool seeing them, and you know, I thanked him and everything. And then I see him again at this Washington Park. I'm like, what? At least I think it was the Washington Park. It was some park. and I was like, there you are again. And so you go through this park, and then you go up quite a few miles and Honebridge. Back down. Oh, wait. No. It's H-O-A-N. You're both wrong.
I thought it was home.
Oh, my God.
H-O-L-M. Home.
Wait, H-O-L-M? You thought it was home?
What do you think it is?
It's hone. H-O-A-N.
H-O-A-N. He's got H-O-N-E.
He's wrong.
It's calling you out.
I'm
You better be right.
Quite confident.
You're going to challenge this freaking guy.
Pretty confident of this because we had something at work with it.
There was one time Shane corrected me, and I'll never forget because I've really learned a lot. I used to say, let's flush this out. When really,
yeah.
It's let's flesh this out.
But you corrected me on the chalk it up or whatever.
Yeah. That's neat. But, you know, what do I know? But it's funny because it does sound weird to say, let's flesh this out. Like, what am I, flipping zombie? Let's flesh this out.
I read how it was explained once, but yeah, it is weird.
Is it zombie-like?
No.
Shh, no. He didn't swear. He said, shh, no.
Yeah.
It sounded like he said, shh, no.
Doesn't matter if we say shit, no. It's fine.
Oh, because you can end it. You don't want to go back and find those.
No, we can say that word. It's fine.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's PG, PG probably, really, right?
Sound like Metallica. Nothing else matters.
Sure. So yeah, I saw him there again. We go up a couple miles, quite a few miles north, and it's like a big straight line, and then right back down, back through this Washington Park, which is neat. Seen again. Oh, there.
Hey, I was here before.
And I don't remember if it was there or if it was, because I saw him one more time. They showed up at one more location. It was either there or it was sometime after that. But yeah, that was really cool that they came out. And yeah, sorry I didn't make it clear that I was doing that. But you know, I also kind of figure you are with baby.
Yeah, no, I'm with. Well, Holly's with baby right now.
Speak of the
baby.
I don't want to say double.
Yeah, don't do that. No, you know what impresses me, Shane, is your ability to stay on course when I interrupt you.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I interrupt you all the time. I don't think I do that at all.
No, you're like, oh God, we're off the trail. Oh no! And I'm like, let's go through the woods. We're in the bricker bushes. Somehow Shane's like, and we're back on the path.
Yeah, well, I think I'm doing particularly better than normal here with my remembering. Maybe it's after all that run.
I was gonna say.
I don't know. So then we end up going through, and you're right about the bridges, because there were many bridges we got to pass over along the way that were really
that's kind of cool,
just spectacular looking and everything. And
so there's a lot of great scenery.
There really was.
You know, I bet your Holly's dad will like this episode.
Oh yeah, could be.
He's gearing up for the turkey trot now.
Nice. Yeah, I should be good to go for that.
Yeah,
I suppose.
I mean, I'm no. Like, you know, big league graphic designer. I designed the logo for the Milwaukee Marathon, but I do it for the turkey trot.
It's true. True story. I didn't know if that 9 ended up becoming more clear or not in it.
I don't know. It's up to you know, subjective debate. I'm not sure.
Maybe you're not telling people it's there.
Just people let see them find what they want to see.
So we ended up going through Miller Brewing, kind of that tunnel. You've been probably sure. Passed through there.
Oh, yeah.
Ran through there, and then shortly after that, Miller Park. What? Well, not through Miller Park.
Yeah, well, but, not through the park itself. But it was but a through, br- not a through like the stadium. I mean,
right. So there's a bridge that's nearby there that made for again just really spectacular view. And then
speaking of grammar, I used to think the word nearby was nearby.
What?
Back in fifth grade, I was like, and they were nearby, and they're like.
All right. Well, I'll admit, I there was a couple. First of all, well, I did think
nearby was one whole word.
I'll admit, even though I was giving you crap, I did think it was Homebridge at one point.
Oh, good.
But when I was younger, but also
when I was a young warthog.
Also, when I was real young, I always thought it was Pam Cake for some reason.
Are you saying Pam? Pam is the unsilent.
You use Pam for a Pam Cake. So
right, who's this other gentleman behind you? Say hi.
Is that a movie?
Stepbrothers.
See, there's. So many good quotes from that, and I always never. I haven't seen it in so long now. But at any rate, so one of the last things we ended up going through was the Milwaukee Domes, or the Mitchell Park is what the actual park is called.
The Dome still open for business?
I believe they did reopen the last I heard, because they did have the lights going, and that's probably a good sign.
I feel like it'd be hard. They'd have a hard time. I mean, I don't know how much money they bring in, but. It's just such a fixture of the Milwaukee skyline, so to speak, that it'd be hard to say, no more domes.
Right, right.
I mean, it's a horticulture. Like, at what point can you go into a desert in the middle of winter? It's like biodome for real life.
What was the real premise? Man, Pauly Shore, I don't know about that guy. But that's a whole nother tangent there. But so, I gotta say, one of the things that really helped on it, because... I, you know, the 19-mile run I did, I brought water, but even at that point, when I got to right at the 19-mile mark, and I, to be honest, I was trying to do two times in a row, I tried to do a full marathon by myself, and I think the water was the biggest part. Well, that and the heat, because the heat was just, like,
summer.
Compared to
it
today.
Really, it really F's you up, man, that heat.
The heat really does. That's a huge part of it, because I was just dead by the time I was done with the 19 miles, and that was when I stopped to get water.
Yep.
And I thought I'd be able to pick it up, but there was no way at that point. For this particular race, they at least had water placed every, I believe it was 1.8 miles specifically, which is kind of weird. I'm sure that divides evenly. They had both water and Gatorade at each one.
Are you certain that divides evenly?
No, I'm not.
What is the length of a marathon?
So, 26.2. Okay, he's just going to go ahead and do the math.
How many?
1.8. I'm sure I'm going to be wrong here.
14.55?
Yeah, I guess stops. Not. Maybe I have that number wrong. I don't know. But it was about that frequency.
It doesn't actually matter. I just want to see what you do. I just want you to get back on the
trail.
You
could do 26 divided by. But so I want to get back on the trail. Nice.
We're running a metaphorical marathon through this episode. Yeah. I'm really trying to stress him out here. Need a water stop? Do you want to grab your beer?
Yeah. Thanks.
Every 1.8 minutes?
So they did have, I will say that both water and Gatorade. And most of the time I was the guy that was like, it took me a little while to be like, all right, I really need to pay attention to where the water is because
Did you have to go to the bathroom at all?
No.
Because you're using it,
not
right?
Really. So and I've noticed that in other races too. I guess there's some kind of evaporation thing going on. I don't quite understand how that all works, but.
Oh, weird.
I don't.
Wasn't there a South Park episode where there was like everyone that drove a Prius, they like, you know, their ego messed with the atmosphere of the world? I feel like if there's a marathon, is there suddenly a big piss cloud hovering over everybody?
I think that was another South Park episode.
The rain tastes like pee.
There was literally a pool they had to swim through, from what I recall. But different episode, I'm sure. Anyway, where was I?
You're talking about Gatorade.
Yeah, so I was there was a couple of times early on that I kept the got Gatorade and I was like, got Gatorade again.
You were pissed about it?
I was, because I didn't want sugar water. I wanted...
What are you, with a cockroach from freaking Men in Black? Sugar water.
I didn't want sugar
looking
water.
Looking for a cat.
What did you just... Oh, a man came in here.
A man with a cat.
It was a very dear friend of mine. That's Vincent D'Onofrio, or D'Onofrio, or however you say it. He's a good actor. I like him. Anyway, a couple times I got it, and sometimes I thought I maybe needed it, but almost every time I would go for the water because that was what my body really needed was the mm-hmm. hydration, mm-hmm. and it made all the difference because there is no possible way I would have been able to finish this thing without that water.
Really, you just felt like you're like you felt like exhaustion, like you couldn't.
And
actually
I didn't even realize how dehydrated I was until I would consume the water because it would be like, and they never put these things, like they put the trash cans like right after the thing. I feel like they could put the trash can just a little bit further ahead because I don't want to stop. Well, some people stop to do it and I'm at least going to keep some kind of a pace. So I'm just like spilling it all over. And that wasn't fun with the Gatorade. I think now that I think about it,
stick it because of the sugar water.
Near the end, I think I took one of the Gatorades and I might have accidentally splashed the girls that were holding it.
What?
I was like, ah, oh,
it's a good way to end Gatorade.
It. No, it wasn't like I accidentally spilled some of it on her probably. But the water, helped a lot. And I was trying to get every last bit of water, and the Gatorade didn't really. Sometimes I saw somebody doing like double fist in it at one point, so I tried that for a couple of them. Yeah, that was nice. But yeah, I got to like drink that super quick to get it in the trash can. And some of them more early on were just people were just throwing them, and that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, which I mean, they have cleanup crews for the whole thing, right?
They do, but I still tried to. And you know, people were thanking me sometimes when I put them in the actual trash bin.
Just like, thanks, sir.
Yeah, and really? Then people. And back, you know, people were saying thank you back and to the people even cheering and anything like that, too. One of the things along the way that, and I heard they would have something like this, but hey, it's a cat. I heard they'd have something like this. I didn't know it would only be one time, but it was this energy gel, and I think it was maybe around mile 18 or 19, something like that.
You did that?
And the only other time I'd had one of these was with my friend who let me try a little bit at during, I think, the first time we ran together. And it's interesting. It's like, I don't know how you really describe it. It's
like a little packet, right?
It is. It's a packet of goo, really, honestly.
And we give some of that to our cat. It's called Lickies.
Oh, yeah?
It's for anxiety.
Lickies.
It smells like meat, and then he just licks it up. It's like a gel. Meat. It's like a gel meat
gelatinous
with
meat.
Some like with some anxiety medicine built into it. He eats it up like a yummy sauce.
He needs anxiety meds, huh?
George? Yeah, he's got problems.
Oh god. Sorry to hear that.
He attacks a dog from opposite ends of the room for no reason at all.
Wow.
Dog be sleeping. He's like, "Aah!" And he just like runs across the room and hits him in the face. It's like, what the heck, George? He needs some anxiety.
Funny, but not funny.
Take
right?
A lickies. He's like, and then he's like, and he just kind of passes out.
So it's like catnip, or
no, it's like sleep nip.
Okay, so you just drug him. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or cats take drugs. Well, not all of them, just one.
You only have don't two. Do drugs, kids. So, yeah, the gel actually seemed to help quite a bit. At least that's kind of how I perceive it. And part of it's just like, oh, God, thank you, something, some sustenance of some sort. But, as you know, it's energy. It's supposed to help, and I think it really
does. Energy! You kick her with your energy legs!
And I even went ahead and I bought these Gatorade shoes the night before.
Gatorade shoes?
Shoes, yeah.
Chew! C-H-E-W.
Gatorade. I bought these Gatorade
like
shoes.
Not like
they
shoes.
Were edible, and...
I took my shoes off at the end of the race, and I ate them up. For energy! And then I walked home barefoot.
Yes, I actually ate them after, like, when I didn't need them, but...
So you I probably still did. Have, you probably needed something.
I still have a couple packs.
Did they have, like, bananas? I think you had a beer in your hand, right?
Oh, yeah, they did, you know... Well, we'll get to that, but, you know...
We should probably move this along, actually. It's getting late.
It is getting late. Yeah, no, we're almost there. We're almost okay. there.
Okay,
right. Settle down there.
I'll call my
buddy boy. So, yeah, music. It was something they allowed. They allowed headphones, and I did check...
Not headphones. Why would you not wear headphones? Who's going to run 26 effing miles without headphones?
I've heard some races don't allow them.
Well,
so
if you had your headphones, then you wouldn't hear that at all.
I did check the website and on their FAQs, and it does say that it just says, are headphones allowed? Yes, period. That's all it says.
Would you listen to podcasts, music, show, book?
Oh, definitely not podcasts.
Man, 4 hours. I could have devoured like two audiobooks at two half speed.
That's an interesting point.
Two times speed. Two double speed.
Two half speeds.
Yeah, geez.
Two half speeds makes one speed. So I listened to a little bit of music. I mean, I guess I'd say about half the time,
like,
maybe.
Let's get motivated. And then you're like, nah, I'm bored.
6 miles in is when I finally decided to start listening, because before, to be honest, I was...
Listening to what?
Just my playlist. My awesome
so
playlist.
So did you have silence at any point, or... In the beginning.
And part of it was honestly trying to save my battery because I was playing it through my watch.
Yeah, because that's a lot of time, 4 hours doing stuff.
Just to give you an idea how much better the battery life is on my phone than my watch.
What phone do you have? The iPhone 7?
Yep.
Not the 8?
Correct.
I'm shocked. You know, actually, they're talking
about... getting the 10, so...
On talk radio this morning, they were talking about the incredible life of the battery on the iPhone 8.
Oh, really?
It wasn't even comprehensible how good it was.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's... See, no one's talking about that.
So that was a neat thing to hear, actually. I was like, wow. Oh, okay.
Nice. Yes, but I am getting the 10, right. So that's why I don't have the 8 here.
Can I see who this person is? Oh, it's Scott. Hey, Scott.
Oh, it's Scotty.
He's back.
Scotty P. Oh, can I say that?
His
name is there. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so what was I saying?
You're saying it's time for 1.8 minutes. You gotta have a drink.
The music, yeah, so 6 miles out, I finally started listening. And then I'd stop it at times, I'd pause it occasionally, or I'd try to mess with the volume, because sometimes it's actually overpowering. I never really experienced this before, where it actually felt too loud. And then at the very end, it was like, all
right. Did you sprint at the end?
I waited till the very, very end until I really just kind of went all out.
How far were that? Like, are you talking
very
about?
Very small.
Less
distance.
Than a quarter mile?
Yeah, definitely.
Like 100 yards?
I didn't...
Finish line in sight?
I wasn't prepared to... At that point, I was so exhausted, I didn't really want to sprint at all. But I did it, when I could see the finish line, pretty much. But... So, yeah, at the very end, I was like... I tried putting the music on, and I'm like... My brain didn't know what to think. It was actually like, no. It actually kind of hurt to hear it, so I was like, I think it's better without the music right now.
Wow.
I've never really experienced that before, where it was just such a subtle thing, such a small little thing that, yeah, it was more enjoyable, more comfortable.
Without the music.
Right.
The sound of your feet and the breath.
Didn't really make that much of a difference either way. Maybe I just didn't have the right song or something at that time.
Do you ever try running to Marine Corps hymns?
No.
That's incredible.
Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe for you.
Well, here's the thing. So, back in my day, and I don't
share this with a lot of people,
but we would run, and it was like a platoon would run, and we'd be all in sync with our step, and it was, and you would sing cadence. So it would be, I don't have an example of one. I wish maybe I could play it, but apparently my speakers don't work. Let's try to find Marine
Core. Oh, sorry, we're taking too much time here.
While he's doing that, I did want to mention that I ended up finishing in 4 hours, 31 minutes, and 1 second. Had to get that in there.
Of course there's a flipping commercial.
Always.
You know, I'm so sick of YouTube's commercials. It's just garbage.
They gotta make their money somehow, though. Monetization.
Wait, is this... So you do this on your left foot. You would say, on foot. Low is left, right is right.
This is
so they would call, one person would call it out,
yeah.
Right? Like whoever was in charge, and then the rest of them would call it back. So you'd be running in step with what you're saying as you're running. And you do that. And then you get into weird ones like... So they're always a story, and like a lot of these guys would just make up the story as they go. So like we were literally running around Twin Ann Palms one time going, Thomas, choo choo the train. And it was embarrassing, but we loved it. It was like really funny. I don't know why. So we're like half laughing, but like doing it. We're like really proud. And then we didn't have any fancy technology back then. I still had a flip phone. And we must have been running like half marathons through the desert doing this. And when you're doing it that way, you're focused on something else. When you're yelling it that way, you're in a very specific breathing pattern, and you're using your lungs differently. So you could run really far by doing that. And actually, because of that, I wanted to find Marine Corps hymns to run to. And actually, but I'd be the idiot running on the road doing this. And some like random bystander would be like, what the fuck's that guy doing? So I haven't, but I feel like it could really actually be really helpful.
Nice.
Learn something new,
I've
Shane.
I have not done that before, but... It seems interesting. Is the beat part of it?
Yeah. No. I don't know what that was. That was their feet. That wasn't a beat. That was actually their boots.
Really sounds like
their shoes.
Sounds like percussion.
Yeah, they're that in step as a platoon of like, you know, 30 dudes.
I was gonna try to maybe call the guy out, but not call him out. Credit the source maybe, but
yeah. Yeah, whatever. It's just YouTube. I just typed in Marine Corps cadence.
there you go.
Marine Corps cadence, the first option. That's what you get. Thanks. First option.
So, if you, Scott? Yeah, I think so. If you do so dare, I would certainly recommend training for a marathon at some point. I mean,
it's something on my bucket list, but I'm sure shit not going to show up to it willy nilly. Like I'm gonna have to really prepare. So that might be something in a year. Maybe I'll take 6 months to prepare for it, and maybe you could help me with that.
Sure.
Come springtime.
Definitely. And for the record. And you probably know that by my time. I'm not the fastest runner out there by any means, considering that...
Did you say your time just now?
Yeah, while you were getting the video.
No, right? Say it again.
4:31:01.
4 hours, 31 minutes, and 01. I told Shane that sounds like a very uncomfortable car ride, let alone a flipping run. So, I mean, a car ride to Green Bay from where we are is 2 hours.
And I told him,
so Green Bay, like, imagine driving to... Imagine running to Green Bay and back. Well, that's not going to work.
That would take a lot longer, I think.
But, like, you know, the timing in a car. Think about that.
Yes.
It didn't add up in my mind when I said it.
I do think I would rather be doing the marathon, to be honest. But I don't know. Maybe it depends on if I'm in shape for it or not.
Sure. Yeah,
if I'm not, definitely not. But, and today, yeah, I'm a bit sore. You know, going up and down steps seems to be the hardest part. So I heard what you know, I shouldn't try to drive myself, but I did, and I was fine. I didn't have any issues.
You didn't pass out.
Didn't pass out. That wasn't really...
That's probably something that people would say, like, well, you might pass out because you're dehydrated. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing, you know?
When I completed it, too, like you mentioned, there was this banana and pretzels and a water and things
there. Did you use a banana as a phone?
There was a beer. I got a beer that... I had a free drink ticket, so I had the beer.
So you didn't do this with
a
banana?
I didn't realize... No.
Then you're okay. That's why they have those there.
And then I heard whatever.
Oh, we got 3 people trying to use bananas as phones. Give them some help. You're supposed to eat it, Tom.
Hello.
I'm calling my mom. Now.
Yellow.
Nice.
So, and then, you know, my friend tried telling me not to have a coffee because it's a diuretic, blah, blah, blah. But then I thought I remembered reading that it's not. And I don't know, I had one and I was fine.
It's also a laxative.
I had, but I didn't, I was fine after that. And then I had like a, some kind of barbecue.
What is this remaining? We only have so much time to be alive.
Oh no!
All right. Well, I guess we got a minute. Let's wrap that up.
Oh, I was gonna talk about my sandwich. I had a sandwich too.
Bye, Instagram. Barbecue sandwich. We're just gonna end that.
Oh, or you just let it finish itself. It's fine.
All right. Finish yourself off.
Yeah. Start with some lower distances though before you do anything like that. That would be certainly advisable. And work your way up. That's the thing. Step by step, baby steps. It's all the only way you get there. Yeah. So I think that'll about do it for today's show, right?
That's great.
Our website is niceguynetwork.com/wildernet. We're on iTunes. Search for Wildernet Podcast in there.
Give us a rating. Rate.
Please do.
Someone rate us. For the love of Peach.
If you could. That would be wonderful. Any rating, in fact. We're on Stitcher. Our email is wildernetpodcast@gmail.com. We are on, I shouldn't even bother saying it anymore, on Twitter at wildernetcast.
Twitter.
Facebook.com/wildernetpodcast. Eric, where can people find you?
I would say check me out at this time of year, Where to Hunt. It'd be a great place to find me. In fact, this has changed. I would say go to wheretohuntapp.com. Where, the number two, or the word, doesn't matter. As long as you're not using the word two as an also, just the word two as a place. wheretohuntapp.com. Check her on out. Appreciate it.
And you can find me at Shave Mad Ox or on Techies, the other podcast that I do with Tony. That's Sundays at 6, 7 Central. Generally, we're trying to get back into it. Last week didn't work out. Or wait, yesterday didn't work out because I was flipping exhausted. But
I thought you'd say flipping pancakes. Or do you like to say pancakes?
I was flipping some pancakes and eating my syrup. So I think that'll be it. That'll be about a show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our live episode here. And until next time, don't stay in and hide.
Get outside. Thanks for making that cheesy for me.
No, nobody's in here.
Yeah. And Facebook can hear us. Great. Because my computer's confused.
Good time. Stop this. Yeah. Oh. Oh.